Check, 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 check. Mic check, check, mic check, check, check. Oh, yeah, we in here. Football season is upon us. Football season is upon us. What's going on? Y'all can see the game is on. Dog, you know we're going to have the game on while we teaching y'all game, right? Y'all know we're going to have the game on while we teaching y'all game up in this joint, man. What's good, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session, man. Want to welcome everybody to the show, guys. I ask all you, hey, moderators, anybody bring up anybody, anything, let them out. Bring up another man's name. Y'all get them out, moderators, or we will clean out the moderators and get some new ones in. Also, you know, the queen died overseas, and family's everything. A succession. That's something y'all should be thinking about, succession. Guys, I'm the Dean. Class is in session. I welcome you all. Said.com. This is your boy. Welcome to the show, everybody. How y'all guys doing? Shout out to everybody in the chat. All my chat room dogs. How you guys doing? The lines are open, okay? And we want to make sure that we got y'all covered, man. We got y'all covered, okay? And, yeah, like we were saying, certified chat. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate that, man. Yeah, we're 100% all original. The game that we teach is something that nobody else teaches and all that other stuff. And, yeah, we ask you guys just to watch, soak up. If you have any questions, please put a Q in there. We got you guys covered. Hey, I do want to make an announcement to y'all guys. All my dogs out there, all my poetic aficionados, there's a brand new track. We put it up this morning, a brand new poetry track. We put it up this morning, guys, for you guys. I told you I was going to do something. But I didn't do what I wanted to do because I had another idea. So I did that instead of the thing I wanted to do. So, guys, if y'all want to check that track out, go to the poetry page and y'all can see it's a brand new track up called Quiet Moans. And y'all can check that out. Okay, all my dogs out there. Shout out to everybody in the room. We wish everybody well. We got a great, great show for you guys today talking about why women love mysterious men. But as we always say to you guys out there, shout out to my moderators. I want to say thank you to the mods. I appreciate all the mods out there, but we gotta clean this up a little bit, mods. Come on, we gotta clean this up. We got to make sure that that people who don't belong here get them out. But people ask questions, that's okay. We just don't want the disrespect. But as always, Tyler, you're gonna come in to give me a check. Tyler's my sound check guy. Tyler, we good on the sound check, brother?
Yeah, you sound good, Coach. I sent you a continuation from the candle in the window.
Yeah, I see. I got it. I see it, Tyler. We got you, brother. I'll throw you back in, but thank you, brother.
Yeah,
thank you, Tyler.
Look for the two-minute one. Thanks.
All right, thank you, Tyler. Appreciate you. Throw Tyler back in. Guys, shout-out to everybody listening to the show. Shout-out to all you guys. Hope everybody is doing good. We want to do everything we can to give you guys not a tactical advantage over women, but we want to give you guys a tactical advantage over yourself where you can understand yourself more in the game, okay? And this is a community here of single-minded men, and we want y'all guys to understand that everything we teach is 100% original, 100% authentic. It is only us. We do what we do here. We're all in-house. But I do want to take a moment and say this because I've been telling guys, I've been shooting a lot of guys away, and I'm telling you guys right now, if you are getting with me and you do not have your puzzle pieces after the first week of listening to me, then what you need to do is go somewhere else. This is not for you. This is for guys who actually want to learn game. This is for guys who actually want to be in touch with their mindset to be able to communicate with themselves like men do. And if you don't want to communicate with yourself and you don't want to grow as a man, then this is not for you. And if you cannot get your puzzle pieces as we are instructing you guys to do, whether you're skeptical or whatever, this is not for you. Do not do it. Don't come here because we can't help you because you're not teachable. If you cannot follow instructions or directions, then this I can't help you. And I'm being honest with you. So don't. I have so many guys that they want to learn game, right? They say, Steve, I want to learn game and all this other stuff. They always say they want to learn game and stuff. But what is weird and crazy about this is they say they want to learn game, but when I ask them, do they have their puzzle pieces? They say, I don't have any puzzle pieces. And I'm like, well, why don't you have your puzzle pieces? And then they're like, well, I don't have my puzzle pieces because I didn't think I needed it or I wasn't sure about it. And I always shoot them away. I tell them right from the get-go, this is not for you. This is not for you. And I say that to everybody. This is a very simple thing. We are very complex and deep. And that's why we do because of the depth that we teach you guys. But we want to make sure that all you guys out there, it's up to you how you want to do this. How you want to move is totally up to you. If you do not want to be a student, then don't. This is not for you. This is for the man that wants to grow. This is for the man. And totally different. What we do is in-house, and how we do it, nobody on YouTube is doing it this way. But the way we're doing it is to show you how to find your way to become the way, okay, for you, okay, gentlemen? Lines are open if you guys want to call in. We got you guys covered, okay? Listen, this is what you got to understand. And again, I will fail you for this, but I appreciate what you cried. 1,000 words relates to everything in the game. 1,000 words relates to everything in the game because this is what makes you mysterious in the eyes of a woman. This is what makes you mysterious in the eyes of a woman by how you communicate to yourself. This is what game is about. Lines are open. And we want to make sure, okay? Well, A.E. Baby J, I'm sorry. I don't know what you did, but just please, if you ask a question, put a Q in there. But please don't ask anything about dolls, anything that's disrespectful, because they will get rid of you. Okay, I'm just letting you know now. They don't play. But mods, time them out first, and then let them go. But if they bring up any other YouTubers, just exit them right away. We don't have time for this. We've got to get y'all guys together, and we got to get y'all guys chopping up on this motherfucking game that we're spitting to y'all guys today, guys. Okay, so what we say to y'all guys out there, okay, whatever you didn't ask, well, I don't know what you asked, Jay. I don't know what you asked. I don't know. Okay, but anyway, okay, let's get into this, man, because I get so excited about mysterious. I love this part. Because I want to show you guys how you don't have to force being mysterious. But the first step to becoming mysterious in her eyes, gentlemen, is we have to look at the I do, because a lot of us are looking in the world of I do, excuse me, and not I am. And as long as you're looking at the world of I do and not I am, what's happening is you have this instant gratification plan that you have. You have this scheme in your mind. You have, gentlemen, as I tell you guys, don't think because I bring up Scribe and marketing team and all that other stuff, don't think that you don't have this, okay? Don't think that you don't have this. And this is what we're going to talk about and discuss. But before we talk about and discuss, I want you guys out here to understand that you have a team of players that's working for you right now. It's just these team is doing more destruction. And if we look at your team, you do have a scribe that scribes negative thoughts and excuses. You do have a film room in which you don't utilize. You have a marketing team that shows you how to market yourself to turn yourself off. You have all these things inside of you, but it's going the opposite direction, gentlemen. It's not working for you. It's technically working against you, gentlemen, which you guys have. But in order for you guys to begin the process of becoming mysterious, because mysterious is not pretending that you're different. Listen to what I'm saying. Being mysterious has nothing to do with pretending that you're different, gentlemen. I don't think you guys understand this, and this is I don't think y'all have ever, and no one's ever told you this, but guess what? Why do you have to be different, gentlemen, when you actually are different? You don't have to be different when your fingerprint shows you that you are actually different. You are already different. It's just the problem is that you're different, but the one thing you don't realize is that you're not different too. Because you're looking at the game the whole entire wrong way, gentlemen. Because what you're doing is you're looking for instant gratification instead of indulging in the results of a long-term mindset that helps you grow in such an excess that it makes the woman, it fucks her head up because she is not used to that. She is not used to that. Oh, Z, so Z is finally, I think Z is showing her face for the first time. Man, hey, what's up, Z? You know, Red is already doing that, but Z's like, fuck it, I'm going to step up and show everybody who the fuck I am. There you go, Z. But what I'm saying to you guys out here, all you guys out here that are listening to me right now, is that when y'all look at instant gratification, we don't want you to look at trying to solve something quick because you want the woman to want you. We want you to present yourself by not. You've got to understand that instant gratification and trying to get it fast and trying to be different, what it does, gentlemen, it creates procrastination. And when that procrastination creates a self-sabotage in you because you get caught up in the temptation of the woman and then you stop focusing on your uniqueness. Gentlemen, it is your uniqueness that gets the woman to want to know more about you. It is your uniqueness that makes that woman say that I got to see what this guy is about. It is your uniqueness that draws her towards you because you are not like the average person. And that's where a lot of guys go wrong because they get caught up. They see a beautiful woman. And because of the instant gratification or feeling of sex, what they do is they get trapped in that, okay? And because they get trapped in that, they feel like I need to force a situation or give something to that woman to get something back. But as I was stating, that's why the puzzle pieces come in at, because this involves time. It involves understanding and overstanding of yourself. It involves, you know, feeling uncomfortable. It involves pain and temporary pain. It involves a lot of things, but in these things, you will show the woman a difference in you and stuff. And that's the beautiful thing about it, man. And that's what I'm saying to all you guys out there, man, that is that it's a very, very, very important thing to learn what you are, who you are, and also, guys, why you are. Because if you can't learn that, nobody's going to try to learn you. And that's the most important thing. We want you to be learned and we want you to be understood. And we want women to find things inside of you that they find pleasing. Not too many people are looking to that. You got to understand the pulse of the world today is built on a lot of individuals that have a lot of female tendencies. It's built on a lot of individuals that don't want to learn themselves. And instead of learning themselves, they want to disrupt and they want to prevent those that want to learn. And this is why it is important to focus and understand that nobody wants you to win. Nobody wants you to win in this game. And until you wake up and start to see that you're wasting time or you're technically wasting time, that you're not going to win in this. That's what's so important. We want you to win. And if you cannot win, then what? And the win is not the woman. The win is not the woman, okay? The win is who you are as a man. That's the win. That's the power that you guys have. That's the power that you guys can possess as men. Guys, the lines are open if y'all want to call in. Y'all got a question, put a Q in there, and we got y'all covered, okay? We got y'all covered and stuff. And we want to make sure that you guys have questions if you do and kind of understand where we're coming at as far as game is, because the draw in, and I'm going to explain the why to all this, okay? You know, I always did poetry. I always loved poetry, okay? And I wanted to, at the end, I didn't understand the power of words. But it's not just the power of words that connects the woman. It is, okay, and I use Buckley Corp, I think his name, he just said something. Okay, I'm going to use him, what he's saying as an example. And I think y'all, I don't think y'all understand the drive of a man that performs, okay? And that's why it's very important to become an artist, because as an artist, and he's saying, finally, I'm glad you watched that. I appreciate that. Good job. But artists, and it doesn't have to, see guys, what y'all understand, everybody that goes on stage and expresses himself, gentlemen, guess what, has a band of groupies. And what I say to all you guys out there, this is why I keep giving y'all poetry, because it's not just for you. I got groupies that love the poetry as well. You know what I mean? But I don't do it for them. I do it for myself, but I allow you to take it, utilize it, what have you. But there is a power in that, because women are not used to guys today being so expressive. You know what I mean? Being so expressive to oneself. And that is why mysterious doesn't start with trying to pretend to be different. There is no reason why you guys should pretend to be different. There is no reason why you guys should act like you're different. You are different, but you are not tapping into the resource of who you are. You have to be able to find the tools that you need to tap into yourself. Because the only way you can grow in all of this is actually tapping into yourself, tapping into what makes you, you, what helps you become a greater and better man. These are the things that we're going to talk about and discuss. See, so many guys out there don't understand the thing that comes with being mysterious is the one thing, 847, I'll bring you in 1 second, is the one thing a lot of guys don't utilize. And they try to push it and force it on people versus taking it away from people to draw them into it. And that is sexual power. We try, again, if you look at the outside world, they try to force sexual power on a woman. They try to force their money, their body, their clothes, their cars, their jewelry, everything. They try to force sexual power on a woman versus taking it away. See, the ones that have sexual power, they don't force the power on the woman. They withhold it because getting and tapping into that shows that she has to be worthy of the sexual power. But we'll talk about that in 1 second. Let me bring in 847, and we will continue. We're saying, guys, you got a question, go ahead and ask. 847, sir, can I help you, sir? What's up? 847, going once? 847, going twice? Here? Yes. What's your question, sir? What's your question, sir? What's up?
I was, like, approaching this one girl, and I tried to put my bid in.
You don't have a bid. So stop, stop. You don't have a bid.
Yeah, I do.
What the fuck are you talking? What is your bid? Did we go over your bid? Did we do your bid?
Yeah.
We did your bid.
Yeah.
You sure we did your bid? Then why are you talking about approaching?
Or just put my bid in. I should just say, yeah. But she said, oh, you were... She said, how old are you? And then I'm like, I said, I'm grown.
How fucking old are you, motherfucker? God damn it. How old are you?
18.
Well, then why didn't you tell her how old you are?
I don't know. I feel like she was trying to like,
then get out. Then this ain't for, look, brother, if you are too chicken shit to tell someone who asked you a fucking question, why didn't you use the blueprint of the bid to use that to your benefit?
What should I have used?
Goodbye, sir. You don't have your bid. Get the fuck off here. Goodbye. Fucking lying ass motherfucker. Anyway, get back to what y'all saying, guys. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. We got y'all covered. If you got a question, please put a question in, and we got y'all covered and everything like that. Put a cue in there. But as I say to y'all guys before, we talk about sexual power in a way that most guys do not talk about sexual power. See, the thing about sexual power is not pushing your power on the woman. As I say to you guys before, this is one of the greatest problems that y'all have. Y'all are too busy trying to push things on the woman versus allowing her to experience the power, not just the power, the sexual power that she can have being with you. Women are not, listen, women want guys, okay? But women need men that can display sexual power without trying to force sexual power. But let's look at why we're saying this. Does the dress in the store in the window have to display its essence of what it could do for the woman if she buys into that? No, it doesn't. It just positions itself, okay? See, most people, see, a lot of people who don't understand game think that women are just attracted to men for their money, and that's not the truth. There are women out there that like the finer things in life, just like a lot of you guys like the finer things in life. But sexual power, what it does when one is starting to become influenced by that, what it does is that it influences the woman. See, there is a difference between begging and a difference between influence. And that's one thing that we don't do as men. We don't ever take time to influence the woman, because who can influence women when one doesn't take time to even influence himself? Come on, goddammit, sack that motherfucker. God damn it. No one takes time to influence. And as I, what I mean by influence, gentlemen, I'm saying that when is the last time you influenced yourself to do more than what you're actually doing today? And if you can't do that, then there lies the problem and the issue. There has sexual power that, and then again, this is where part of the mystery comes from, because how is he influencing me, my emotions, and my behaviors when he is not even trying to force himself on me? Think about what I'm saying. He's not trying to force himself on me, but I cannot stop thinking about him. I cannot stop wondering about what he's doing right now. Because remember, that's what I'm saying. There's influence. As we showed you guys yesterday, talked about it, you never try to force sex on a woman. forcing sex on a woman is going to turn her off, because that's what the average guy does. The average guy forces himself on to the woman. But when you are able or have the ability, gentlemen, to influence the woman through the influence that you have of yourself, you change everything. Because at that point, if you're the master of your own emotions and you run into a woman who's emotional, what do you think happens? You start to orchestrate moves that show her that I don't know anything about him. Okay, we'll flip the coin for a second. For a lot of you guys, you don't know anything about a woman, but yet you want to sleep with her, right? Y'all guys like, well, a lot of you guys, you don't know nothing about her. You just see her body like, yeah, I want to hit that. I don't know anything about her, but I want to smash. Well, gentlemen, do you think women don't think the same way? But they don't think the same way to everybody. It is a small group of individuals that they think about. And I'll give you all an example. How many times, gentlemen, or even since high school, junior high, or college, you're with a woman and she hears her favorite song on the radio and starts popping her body and moving her body around? How many times you know a woman, when she's sad and she's not feeling good about herself, she puts on her favorite artist or favorite song that she connects to emotionally? When she's feeling good or she's feeling sexy, she'll connect that with somebody. These women, even though some of these women, how many times have women said that, you know, like The Rock, you know, a lot of women love The Rock. Well, I would sleep, don't know shit about The Rock, but they would sleep with him just on general principle. The Rock, you know, some of Drake, J. Cole, you name him, Eminem, some of Dr. Dre, fucking Jay-Z, you name him. You just, down the line, women will sleep with these guys on general principle without knowing them, because there is a certain kind of influence that is happening that goes beyond the interaction that two people actually have, if that makes any sense out there for you guys. It's a whole different kind of interaction. And that's why I'm saying to you guys that just like how you see a woman that you want, you know, read to like LL Cool J, exactly. It doesn't matter who it is, but they have influenced that woman without even touching her through a connection of the words that peel off of his mind that he lays down in some music that then gets shot out to every woman that's receptive of the thought that he has, where the women out there want to really be, you know, God damn it, Buffalo scored, fuck. Where the women want to do what? They want to be with that individual. Guys, the lines are open. Let me ask this question, right? G-Man asked a question. If I struggle to believe in myself, do I have to keep falling on my face to reveal myself? G-Man, I don't think you understand, but I will say this, and I'm going to sound like a broken record. You are not a student of the game. You are a very lazy individual that doesn't want to learn game. You want to sit on your lazy fucking ass. You don't invest in yourself, and you will always fall because you don't believe in yourself, because you don't have anybody to show you how to believe in yourself, sir. So what you got, I keep telling you, law zero. You are what you are right here. And say, hey, Reggie, exactly. Reggie, you have nailed it on the head. You have nailed it on the head. He has been here way too long to be asking his weak-ass question. And this is why I tell you guys, this is why the majority of you guys will never win, because you are not doing anything to win. So what you're doing is actually what you are. So as you're not struggling, you are accepting, sir. You're not struggling to believe in yourself. You have accepted that you don't believe in yourself, buddy. So what you're doing is exactly what you should be doing. So if I was you, why rebuild your truth? Don't kick him. No, do not kick him out. He is allowed to ask a question. Do not kick him out. That is not a kick out question. Do not kick him out, gentlemen. Let me monitor this shit, because if y'all kicking people out for the wrong reasons, you will lose your wrench. Do not kick him out. If he wants to stay in here and lose, he can stay in here and lose. That's up to him. But as I say to y'all guys before, this is why nobody, that's why game is not for everybody. Game is not for everybody. So he has answered this question, but I will continue with what I was saying. But if y'all have a question, go ahead and ask for the Q&A. Y'all want to call in, we got y'all covered. But this is the beautiful thing about game. This is the beautiful thing about what we're trying to express to you guys as far as the connection that one must have of itself. And this is why all of this is so very important. All of this is very important, okay? Because once you can do that and she begins to go into your world, into your universe, what is going to happen is going to be weird, because just like the artist that puts something on vinyl or puts it on the radio, or even these guys out here that put it on SoundCloud or wherever they put their tracks at, they will have groupies because there is a connection. But the connection that we're trying to show you guys is something that we must have for ourselves. And the more we have what I'm about to talk for ourselves, the greater in drawing it is for those around us, and that is intensity. There is an intensity in a man for himself that you can, I can't even break down or describe the intensity a man has for himself. There is an intensity a man has for himself to keep pushing past the barriers that he himself has set for himself. But when one is that intense in who he is, then what happens is when he meets the woman, there is this thing that women, they shy off on, because this thing called eye contact comes into play. The truth is in your eyes, gentlemen. The truth will always be in your eyes. And that's why if you guys ever get a chance to look at any cult movies and everything like that, what is the one thing that these cult leaders do? They wear sunglasses because they want to cover up their truth, right? But see, an intense man wants to not look at the woman. He looks through the fucking woman, okay? He doesn't blink. He remains eye. Matter of fact, Buckley, I think it's Buckley Corp that was watching Purple Rain. Buckley, if you're still there, you said you watched it yesterday. Do you remember, thank you. Yes, yeah, Freelance Ronan, please keep eye on that. Please watch that. Because if I got to take everybody's mind, just keep you the only one in here, I will do that. Just keep eye on that, please. I appreciate that. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, yeah, Buckley, okay, Buckley, you're there. Okay, good, my friend. Thank you. Buckley, think about this. What happened when Prince saw Apollonia for the first time? Did you see the intensity of the eye contact that he had? He didn't damn near blink. He didn't look away. He looked at her. You remember that? See, Buckley, remember, because you saw it yesterday. So you still probably have it still in your head. But you remember that when he first saw her? You see how he locked in on her? Because he was an intense person, but do you see the intensity of how he locked on her? He locked on her so great that when Jill Jones was trying to talk to him, he didn't even say anything. He locked on her. It was a straight, yes, there you go, B. Yes, B. Yes, yes, yes. He didn't say a word, but the intensity was so great, it could be cut with a knife. That's how intense it was, that scene, because he never locked off. And this is something that a lot of guys don't do when they get around women. They shy off, look away. They look for a second, then peel off and things. But what a man does is he locks in on the woman and let her know that, yeah, I'm locked in on you. because I lock in on things that I try to either conquer, especially how he locks in on himself. He locks in on himself, but he also, when you get around a woman, you lock into her. You know, there was a game I used to play when I was back in the 70s. Back in the 70s, when everything was in black and white. When we would go places or whatever, my sister and I, we would always play this game of blinking. You know, we just stare at each other or make funny faces to see whoever blinked first or looked away first. So I learned this at a very long time. That, you know, you got to learn intensity and be intense and intense in what you are, okay? Yeah, yeah, even that. Yeah, even this scene in the blue. Yeah, he looked at her. Yeah. Matter of fact, he looked at her. She started crying. Remember that Prime 21? When he did the beautiful ones, he was looking dead at her ass, and you can tell she was so caught up from the, even from the distance of where he was at, he connected with her. And that's what I'm saying. The same connection y'all saw in that is the same connection that you can have online. Words are intense. Voicemails, intense. Videos can be intense. The interaction y'all have with each other can be intense, because as you are maintaining strong eye contact, it blows her back because it's something that she's not used to. Because the average guy out there will break eye contact or avoid eye contact. And I want y'all to think about this for a second. The reason they avoid eye contact, because they're actually telling the woman the truth. Most of y'all guys don't know this, that you guys lose in so many ways because everything you do, kind of like the thousand words like I told the other guy, always sets the stage for who you are. You've got to not look at her and look away. You've got to see, when you have an intense desire for yourself without looking, without being creepy and all this other stuff, there are looks that women overstand with guys, okay? All right? There are things that women look for and look at, and a lot of people don't even understand. They recognize intensity versus creepy. They are so used to creepy, they can spot creepy faster than they can intensity, okay? And that's the thing that we try to give you guys a tactical advantage, okay? A tactical. And that's what we want all you guys to have. But not in a way to manipulate the woman, okay? Remember, guys, we don't manipulate women. We don't deceive them or manipulate them. We keep it a buck with them. And as we grow and as we keep it a buck with them, that's how we grow, and that's how we do things, okay? All right? Wait, Joshua asked a question. Why would y'all time out Joshua's, guys, y'all gotta, look, Red, why would you time him out? Red, don't do that. He didn't say anything wrong. I gotta watch y'all, man. Y'all are fucking up, guys. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to stop fucking up. Joshua asked a question. He said, it's as being Hugh Hefner in the mental game. So why did you time him out? Why did y'all time him out? I got to watch, man. Y'all got to stop this. Y'all got to stop timing people out for asking basic questions versus being disrespectful. Come on. Y'all got to stop that. I got to keep my eye on y'all now. Stop that. I will take y'all shit away. He asked a great question and I will answer it. Red, you can't do that, girl. You can't do that. Joshua, I apologize for the timeout. But I was saying, okay, here's the thing, Joshua. It's not about Hugh Hefner, because Hugh Hefner doesn't have mental game. Hugh Hefner doesn't have game. Hugh Hefner just owns a magazine. That's all. Hugh never had game, okay? So Hugh didn't have a mental game, brother. Hugh didn't have a mental game, okay? All right? Wait, he was talking about HH. No. Listen. You can ask questions like that. I'm saying content creators, okay? Content creators, all right? When they talk about content creators, don't let them up. It's okay. They can talk about Hugh Hefner things. These are questions. Those are okay to ask, okay? Okay? Hugh Hefner is not a YouTuber, okay? He never was, okay? If they talk about Bruce Lee, it's okay. People outside, we're talking about theory and YouTube people. Anything outside of that is fine, okay? All right? But as I say for you guys, and I'm going to monitor this. I'm going to have to put this shit up on the side to monitor this shit. It's all good. But as I say, guys, you got a question, go ahead and ask. We got y'all covered. But I'm going to keep my eye on it. I'm going to monitor this as well. So y'all guys, don't worry. We're going to make sure we get everybody and apologize. He asked a great question, so he shouldn't have been timed out. But anyway, when I say to y'all guys, this is why the intensity has to be good, because when you're looking at her, you're not looking at saying that she's beautiful. See, the intensity that's so great is when you look at her and you know it's over. When you look at her and you say to yourself, damn it, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Nah, you got it. It's not. Y'all, I'm sorry. I got to do it now, Red. And I got to watch y'all. This is extra work for me. Because I got to make sure that y'all do it the right way. Y'all should know better. Get rid of the racist, disrespectful people. Get rid of any content creators bringing up names. But any question, if it's a question viable, it's okay. Y'all just got to think. Think. But yeah, you're putting extra work on me. You are. So I got to do it. But it has to be done. So I'm not complaining. But anyway, as I was saying, that the important thing is for you guys is that when you see a woman, it's nothing like saying to yourself that, you know what? I can't wait to bring her in to my life. I can't wait to bring her into my world. I can't wait to show her why she needs to be with me. And that's a beautiful thing, dog, when you see it that way. Question he's asking, though, self-love, respect, and confidence that I choose for myself by not putting dick on the table, she would want to experience me. No, I'm gonna tell you why. Okay, listen to me. I like what you're saying. You're saying everything right, but you're doing everything wrong. And you don't even see it. See, this is going to sound crazy. You're right, but you're wrong in what you're saying. Because it sounds like you're doing it to get pussy. See, if you would have said through self-love, respect, and confidence that I choose for myself and not putting dick on the table, I will get to experience me. But what you did was you said the statement, and then you put the woman in there. She. So you're doing it as an intent for sex. Thus, you have messed up. And that's the problem. You have already messed up because you're making it not about you. You're making it about her. And you're trying to force an experience through a manipulation. That's like a manipulation tactic. Because she, okay, let me explain why I'm saying what I'm saying so you understand. Hey, dog, so you understand what I'm saying. I don't have to, goddamn, you got twisted up. I don't have to mention her experiencing me, because if I am the only one of my kind, the experience is automatic. So I don't need to say that she will experience me. And the fact that you're saying it from an I do perspective that has an intent of trying to make it about the woman versus the man. That's where y'all go wrong. See that? You don't have to worry about her experiencing you when you are uniquely one with yourself. She is not going to experience you when you are trying to manipulate a situation and trying to be something that you're not. And that's why you have failed in your statement, because your statement is not about you. Your statement is about her and her experiencing you, when the experience is going to be a new experience because you are the only one of your kind. So no matter what she sees or is around you, she experiences, okay? Okay? And Ava, no, Ava, I'm going to take your shit up. No, man, I warned y'all. Hold on. Nope. Visitor, I got to take it away from you. I warned y'all, man. Ain't no mistake. You're no longer a moderator. I warned y'all. I warned y'all. Y'all have got to be better, and I will take your fucking wrenches away. Y'all keep this. You're going to be the first one. Yeah, I don't want to hear this starver. He asked a great question, and now you are punishing him for that? Nope. Took your wrench away. Nope. Don't, next time you'll get kicked out. Next time you will get kicked out. Yes, muscle brain. I've seen James Bond give women. Yes, right. But here's the thing that is amazing about what you're saying, brother. You're absolutely right. But here is the main thing that people don't understand. See, regardless of who is in front of James Bond, muscle brain, he's already an intense man to himself. So whatever he does is intense. Do you see what I'm saying? Whatever he does is intense. So yes, you're absolutely right on what you're saying. Absolutely right on what you're saying. Yes. And that is why I show you guys that the intensity that you have for yourself is going to draw the woman out. So that when Elon or whatever his name was saying, where he goes wrong or a lot of you guys go wrong, is that here's the thing, man. Here's the thing that that most people don't understand. He said the right things, but his intent was for the woman to experience him. I don't want, okay, does the amusement park want the amusement park want the person to experience them based off of their experience they have of themselves to walk in? When you walk into an amusement park, everybody in that amusement park will experience something different based off of their concept of what they see, their reality. So let me give you an example. If Freelance and let's say Red both went into the amusement park, they will have different experiences based off of their self-concept and their reality. The amusement park is there to experience, but here's the beautiful thing about what I'm trying to explain. Based off of how Red feels about herself and based off how Freelance feels about himself, they're going to go to the experience they want to go to. Okay, they want to go to the experience they want to go to versus the amusement park forcing the experience. Does that make any sense? Does that make any sense? Think about what I'm saying for all you guys. You, when you step into the amusement park of nothing but experiences, you choose the experience you want to go through based off of how you feel and how you see yourself. Let me answer these two questions real quick. Let me see here. Let's see here. First, let me see here. Let me get this. All right, Biz, I got you first question up. Okay. So, Biz, you're saying when a woman want to be in my world, does it mean because I'm me and the only one of me? Well, yes, but here's the thing. When you're, okay, think of, this is very important. When you are a carbon copy of yourself, women do have a warrior that will attack that thing like a virus. When you are not standing on anything, there are women that will play to destroy and conquer you. Okay, so here's the problem. When a woman wanted to be in my world, you said, does that mean because I'm me? No, not all the time. Because a lot of you guys are not actually you. You are a carbon. You are a fake you. You pretend to be something that you're not. But what happens is they are able to see what you are. So it depends on the woman at that point. If you're not actually you, if you're in. Gamer asks, so basically when you're intense on yourself and being the result, then you're mysterious in a way because it is all the work that you put in yourself behind the shadows. Yes, Gamer. Absolutely, because you're not focused on the woman. The woman does not play a role in any of this. The woman does not play a role in this. And that is why you get the connection. See, the connection, like I was saying before, is that if you think about the woman for a second, you take a moment to think about the woman. You think about how, and again, goes back to the amusement park. You think about how you take a step, okay? You take a step into the amusement park and you say to yourself, I want to get this experience. I want to go to the water rides because I want to get the water and get wet. I want to ride that roller coaster. I want to get some funnel cake. I want to take a photo with this. I want to get something to drink. But what y'all got to understand is that the amusement park doesn't force you to step in the amusement park and say, you have to ride this ride first. You've got to eat this first. What it does is it says that you can go through, you can walk into my amusement park and everywhere you go is going to give you a different experience because I'm the experience as a whole. Does that make any sense to y'all guys? So trying to be mysterious makes, yes. See, when you try to be mysterious, that's an I do and an intent. So that means you're doing it for a false reason of trying to manipulate a situation. As I'm telling you and nobody tells you, you are already mysterious in that you are the only man on this planet like you, which makes you automatically mysterious when you tap into who you are, not trying to tap into what you think she wants. See, y'all guys try to tap into her. See, remember, communicate to her first. Try to tap into her first. The experience starts when you tap into yourself first, gentlemen. Let me get this Phoenix Miles. Ask a question. Where do I draw the line that what is manipulation versus leading her to where I want to take her? Well, the lines of everything starts with when you see that individual. See, I'll use your example, Phoenix. You and I see a woman at the same time. You and I notice something on the woman that interests us. We're still on the same page. But this is where we break off. You, who, when you don't have a standard and locked in on yourself, first thing you're going to say, oh, my God, she's sexy, beautiful, this, I got to smash, I got to fuck her, oh, my God, oh, she's this and that, and what do I say, what do I do, what do I do? So then everything from that point will become a intent of manipulation because you're trying to get her in your, get her to your place, and you're trying to fuck. Where I do, I see her, and at that point, my detective says, okay, now let's see what she's about to see if she's worth your attention, sire, to see if she's worth your time, to see if she's worth your respect, and then worth your dick. Thus, let's say we interact with her. When you interact with her, you're going to be interacting with her trying to portray a role or trying to be or do something to try to be something you want her to be. I, on the other hand, I'm going to be totally mysterious to her because she will not smell desperation. She will not smell a motherfucker that's trying to get at her. She's like, who the fuck? Wait, what's up with this guy? Because you know what? He's talking to me. That's on my path. Your path is talking at her. What's going on, Mom? What you doing? What you got going on? You're wasting your words, wasting your time, talking about a bunch of shit that has nothing to do with anything. Me, clear, concise, transparent. I am straight the fuck up. clear and concise, not wasting time, not wasting words that is going to reinforce why I'm different. So that's hopefully that helped me answer your question. It's how you see yourself. See, you can't lead. The thing is, guys, lines over if I want to call in. General, remember, you cannot lead a woman when you are not leading yourself. So then when you're not leading yourself, then you will sometimes you guys manipulate situations and you don't even realize that you're manipulating the situation, okay? I feel like I'm an alpha male even though I use, but then no, this ain't, wait, Ron, this ain't, no. This isn't, Ron, you're not in the right place. I'm going to skip that question. Don't kick him out. He's just allowed to, yeah, he's lying. So I'm going to keep going. So let's keep going. When I am and I am, the reaction of anything outside of me doesn't matter. I am the intent and product result because I'm not. But you're lying, dog. You, dude, come on, stop that shit. You just showed me your, this is what I don't like about you guys. Can you just accept that you're full of shit, dog, and not try to act like you? Because if you said this first, I would stand on that. But you didn't say this shit first, dog. Come on, man. Stop lying, dude. Stop that shit. Stop that shit, okay? Stop that. That's a lie. That is a lie, okay? All right? All right. So let's continue. Let's keep going. Let's see here. So being a genuine self is mysterious to women because they are used to most women. Yes, yes, Alex. What's happening is most women are used to guys trying to portray. Okay, this is where, again, the thousand words come into play. This is very important. Okay. When you see a woman and you are beating around the bush, you're not being really authentic. Even if you want to fuck, you're still not being authentic because, as I told you guys before, if you want to fuck, just get it out of the way. I tell you guys, I'd rather you get shot down and be called a creep and shit rather than you spend money, get shot down and be called a creep. So if you want to fuck, you're not even honest about wanting to fuck. Because you beat around and waste time and waste words trying to manipulate situations to get her to do something that you're trying to force out of her. And that's why it doesn't work. But what I'm saying is that when you are tapping in yourself, it's a different ball game because you're challenging yourself. You're saying to yourself that, okay, yeah, all right, she's got my curiosity, but shit. I'm the fucking star here. If I'm the one that's going to bring her beyond her thinking and her mindset, then why the fuck would I try to manipulate me? I'm trying to show her why me. So a lot of guys, you see what I'm saying? A lot of guys are not used to being honest with themselves because they're not used to being honest with women, okay? So the dude on Bridges of Madison County, no, he wasn't necessarily mysterious. He was very attentive. He wasn't mysterious. He used a different side of the warrior. He was very attentive. If you look at the woman in the scenario, you could tell that she accepted mediocre. That's what a lot of women do. I keep telling y'all. They accept average. Remember, everybody, the average guy is average. So what they do is they accept average as reality. They think that if you look at Bridges of Madison County, the husband was an average ass guy, boring, basic, just was nothing sexually exciting. Didn't give her a kiss and grab her ass as he lived. Wasn't talking shit to her. Just average guy, right, Junior? But when she met Clint, Clint was not being mysterious, but there wasn't, let me show you the intent, not the intent, the him reading between the lines made him mysterious to her. See, Clint noticed that she was like a stray cat looking for milk. He saw in her that we see in damn near every woman that they're unsatisfied with average guys, because average guys do just average shit. So they deal with so many average guys, they actually think average is reality. So Clint was more attentive to her. That's what draw the, see why when Clint, remember when Clint was with her, he was talking to her. He didn't ask her what she do for a living. He didn't ask when her last relationship was. He didn't ask how she fit. He was talking to her, threw her all off. Thus, she started thinking about him because she couldn't figure out why he wasn't operating like her husband was. Thus, it drew in the mysterious through him just reading between the lines, because you can get to mysterious in so many different ways as being a man. And this is the beautiful thing about being a man. We can get there easily, gentlemen. We can get there easily when you show her that you're totally different. And that's what I'm saying. Guys, lines are open if you guys want to call in. 563-999-3056 is the number. I'm the dean. Class is in session. But yes, always remember, if you watch that, if you pay attention, Junior, Clint was just attentive. And a lot of women do not know men to be that attentive. See, if I was that farmer, right? I'll be grabbing her, as soon as I leave, I'm cupping her ass and bringing her over there and talking shit in her ear. And tell her I'm going to make you play with your pussy when I'm on the way. I'm going to do all this other shit. Man, I'm gonna, oh my God, take that underwear. I'm going to talk shit to her. So if she ran into a Clint, she would ignore him because I'm already filling in the gaps. But the average guy is not filling in the gaps. So when Clint came along, because he was filling in the gaps, she started seeing him as a mystery, and she wanted to do that, okay? Right, because you are the only one of your kind. That is true. Right. Okay, hold on. Let me see if I answer your questions. Yeah, you need to finish the movie, because at the end, man, he breaks her, dog. She gets broke, broken, dog. Just breaks her, man. I don't know what you mean by how can you be more. More what? I don't know what you mean by that. Okay. Well, yes. EJ, yes, exactly, because this is what I keep trying to tell y'all guys. The average woman out there, they never experience a man. This is a beautiful thing that how y'all win. They've never experienced anybody that can push them beyond what they think. 603, I'll bring you in 1 second. Hagen, thank you for the super chat. Appreciate that, brother. Guys, I want to call in. That's the fucking point. But Clint was extraordinary to Clint. He wasn't to her. With or without her, he was going to be extraordinary to any woman that's around him, because he saw beauty in art. He saw depth, and he was able to express and explain himself to a point that she wasn't even used to hearing that kind of shit. Let me bring in 603 real quick as we continue. 1 second. 603, sir, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hi, Steve. I'm calling in questioning about the topic. This is a really good show, and my question is, I'm trying to relate this to, I just want to make sure I'm understanding it correctly. Another good movie example that you recommended I watched was 9 1/2 Weeks, and I wanted to see that. I can't remember the actor's name.
All right, Kim Basinger, and I forgot the guy's name, but no, 9 1/2 Weeks. Remember, 9 1/2 Weeks is kind of like Fifty Shades of Grey. A woman, okay, that is an average, Mickey Rourke. It was Mickey Rourke and Kim Basinger. But remember, it was an average woman, average life, and then she met Mickey Rourke, who was beyond average, that brought her into a world that she never even thought existed. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, what's up? What's your question?
Yeah, so my question with that is, like when I saw the movie and thought about like what we were talking about in class right now, it sort of reminded me of it because like the way he included her in the activities, like when he took her to the business meeting and dressed her up, every time she was around him, she wasn't necessarily able to predict or know what was going to happen because he was all about himself and what he was doing with
you. Stop right there. You just hit something. Unpredictable. She didn't know what was going to happen. See, listen, when you're average, women can predict your every move because that's all they're used to. But she couldn't predict him because he was unpredictable. And everything he did, he upped the ante. So the further he pushed her out outside of the bedroom, the more she wanted to be pushed inside the bedroom the same way. You see what I'm saying? It all lined up as one. That make me, you see what I'm saying? But go ahead. I'm listening to you.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, so like along those lines, like would he, like the way he carried himself, obviously to himself he wouldn't, I don't think he would see himself as mysterious, but in the eyes of the woman, would she, like if she was to ask like about his characteristics, would she depict him as mysterious because she wouldn't necessarily be able to know what her time was going to be like every time she was around him?
Right, but think about this. Kim, like the average woman, average life.
Mm-hmm.
So the draw was he was not average. He was bringing her into a world of up in the ante of sex. So she only, see, remember, women only see basic, they see basic sex as the guy kissing her neck a little bit, licking her titty one time, spitting on her pussy, entering her for a few minutes, rolling over, going to sleep. There's no dirty talk. There's no sexual fun. There's none of that stuff. So Kim was like the average woman, right? But as she was hanging out with Mickey, he was pushing her. He was saying that if you fuck with me, I'm just showing you what your life could be like. But he never forced her to be or to do things. She wanted to because it was pushing her beyond what she saw as average. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Because I remember there are points in the movie where she was doing things that were completely out of her comfort zone. But because she was with him and she wanted to see more things about him, she went the extra mile or, you know, went behind what she was willing to experience with the average guy.
Right, but she made the choice. See, the beautiful thing about the game is that she chose to do this. He never said you got to do this. Right, she was like, holy shit, there's more to me. See, remember, think about a woman. The average woman opens a door like it's a closet. And it's just a box. They just open the door and they see nothing beyond that, right? Mm-hmm. So Mickey showed her that through him, if you open that door, that's going to lead to a million more doors of things that you have never experienced. But you must make the choice. I'm not going to force or manipulate you to come through these doors, but the curiosity alone is going to make her want to go through those doors. Because she finally gets to see things. Okay, remember I told you that a lot of these women, like when they leave high school, right, they still deal with guys from a high school mindset because they're trying to push their sexuality where the other average guy is trying to hold their sexuality down, right? Well, what Mickey did, Mickey said, I'm just opening the door. Look, here's the door. It's open. Do you want to come in? And she was like, I want to, because think about every time he did something, it fucked her head up because she never experienced it. Just like Bridges of Madison County, never experienced. Yeah. It's like, what? It's like, who is this guy? You're like a fucking alien at that point because they can't understand why you're operating the way you are. And then guess what? Just like Kim Basinger and Sigourney Weaver, I think her name is, they had them in the mind. You see what I'm saying? So they were already renting space in their mind, and that's where they had the high ground because every experience they had was a pleasurable experience. And it didn't have to be see, guys think the pleasure of the woman is the penetration, but the pleasure came from the mental aspects of sex. They penetrated the mind first. Then the woman was open like a motherfucker to do just about anything.
Yep.
Okay. So you have any, you good on your question?
Yeah, that makes sense. I just wanted to clarify just so I could understand, because this is not a topic I really had understood until we started talking about
it. Oh, yeah, I'm not done yet. We're breaking this shit down. Yeah, we're bringing this down. Okay. Nobody's bringing it down like this. All right, we'll throw you back in, brother. Let me continue to ask the questions. Okay, so LB says, so basically, if you try to be mysterious, you've already failed. Yeah, because you're trying to – okay. Think about it like this, JB. You're a guy. So do you have to try to be a guy? You see what I'm saying? You're a guy. So do you have to try to be a guy? Or it's like, okay, you're a guy walking up to a woman saying, excuse me, miss, I'm a guy. You see what I'm saying? That's what y'all do. That's what y'all do when you try to be something that you're not, okay? Right. Being mysterious is the byproduct of you being true to yourself because she's never met you before. She's never met you before when you were true to yourself. But when you're not true to yourself, that's where the problems come in at. Let's keep going. Let me see. I'm trying to catch up with the questions. Yeah, thank you, just a brother. Yes, thank you. Yeah, if I catch a statement like that, I'm gonna kick them out. Don't worry about it. I got you. I'm monitoring. I'm just trying to try to do that. Okay. Yeah, but David, a lot of guys, it's not comical because they think they have to be mysterious or they have to be something that they're not. And that's what happened with a lot of guys. But David, let me explain something because it's not really a funny thing, but I want to explain to you that which you don't understand. A lot of guys out there do just that as soon as they meet a woman. Because like I told you before, if you want to fuck a woman, just get it out of the way. Just be creepy and let her say no to you. But what you do is when y'all want to sleep with a woman, you automatically lie to her and push up a bill of goods that you can't live up to. You actually act like you're interested in her and you're not interested in her. You just want to sleep with her. And you just don't ask for what you want. But what you try to do is you think that she's ignorant and she can't recognize that, yes, you want to sleep with her, but you're not even interested in her. So the majority of guys do what you're saying. They try to push off an intent versus moving like a man. Guys, you got a question, put a Q in there. I got y'all covered. Appreciate the likes and everything. It's the man mindset. Lines are open, gentlemen. If you want to come in, I'm the Dean. Class is in session, guys. We got y'all covered. We are breaking down game to show y'all guys how you guys can be, because through all of what I'm saying, that a man becomes this weird thing to a woman. Once she goes down that road of you being mysterious, there is this weird thing that happens to the woman. You become an oddity called a challenge. You become a challenge to her. Guys, I can't tell you how many times. You know what's so fun? It's so fun. So fun when you kiss them and walk away. It's so fun to see them and give them when they standing up all day and they just really tired. It's nothing like just going over there, rubbing their feet, turning them on and just leaving. Oh my God. It fucks their world up. It fucks them up. Because the man that makes it about his attention, his time, his respect, and then the dick is a man that becomes a challenge, because what he's doing, he's doing something the average guys can't do or won't do. And that is showing crumbs of sexual interest, but then taking that shit away. Something a woman cannot even comprehend. They're not used to that because they're like, they're used to, well, if I snap my fingers, he's going to come over and fuck me. So I've got the power. I've got the high ground. I've got the control over this guy. I can do whatever I want. But what I'm saying is that the challenge that fucks her up is that, wait a second here. He just rubbed my feet and made my pussy wet, and yet he's leaving right now. Guys, what did I tell you guys? My prom. Remember, guys, when y'all go to the prom, y'all go to the prom for fucking. I told you I didn't fuck at my prom. I went to the prom. I took her home. I chilled with my boy, and I went to King's Dominion the next day. I didn't even fuck because that's what we do. We don't just give ourselves away to women. They got to work, but we give little pieces of ourselves to show them they got to work to get us. They got to work for our time. They got to work for our respect. They got to work for the dick, and they love that shit. Because they're not used to not working. They used to just snapping their fingers. And they, at any time, a woman right now can say, I'm horny, come over. And the sucker would just come over. I'm on my way. What kind of power is that? And I'm not saying playing power games. I'm saying that you can show sexual intensity and you can take that shit away. And that's the beautiful thing. Let's get to E. Okay, let's see. E says, question. I often get women to tell me that I'm mysterious. I never even tried, but where's the disconnect? Because I never understood how I don't withhold anything. I'm open person. How could this be? I don't understand what you mean by that. I need more information on that because it's not. See, here's the thing. You're too busy questioning yourself. There lies a problem. You should not be questioning yourself. King does not question king. And the fact that you're questioning yourself is that I don't know if you're actually doing it because you're trying to find answers to something that you're doing. And you should, every fucking thing you do and every move you make and everything you say, everything you text, everything that comes out of your mouth, it should be a move that you automatically know what you're doing. And if you don't know why it is you're doing what you're doing, then something is actually wrong here. I know my value. So because I know my value, I'm not going to just give the dick away for free. I'm not just because you want. Okay. It's kind of like a woman. Just because a woman has a lot of dicks being thrown at her doesn't mean she's fucking every guy. Well, guess what? Oh, Cooper Kupp with a catch. That's a touchdown. But every guy out there, let me tell y'all something. When a man gets pussy, he turns down a lot of women, dog. Y'all don't understand that he literally, he just ain't going to fuck somebody on general. Yeah, that was a real ass catch, man. That's a man shit right there, T. That was good, man. That was good. And what I'm saying is to you guys out there, that's important, is that you don't see how women will throw themselves on you because your mind and your perception cannot wrap around that. The reason I'm not fucking is because all I'm trying to do is fuck. But Steve, what you're saying is if I stop trying to fuck, I'm going to fuck more. Yes, because you ain't trying to make it about the fucking. Because as soon as you make it about the fucking, you got a scarlet letter. You got something showing the woman what your intent is. Woo! Oh, shit. Black Adam. Oh, shit. I can't wait. I'm sorry, man. I'm looking at the commercials. I'm sorry, guys. I got caught up. I just saw Black Adam. But anyway, what I'm saying to y'all guys out here, what I'm saying to y'all guys, listen to me. I know it sounds fucking crazy. Okay? Okay? But what I'm saying to you guys out there is that I am not trying to force her. I am showing you, if you create this sexual amusement park. Man, I hope Superman, I heard Superman's supposed to have a cameo. I hope Superman's in that shit. I hope Superman. See, y'all should be walking like that Black Adam. See how the motherfucker would just land, if y'all watching the game and shit. See how Black Adam just floated down and just started walking with such intensity? Because he knew his power and he knew his strength. And if you know your power and strength, you don't have to force yourself on anybody. You see what I'm saying? You don't have to force yourself, okay? That's what I'm saying to y'all guys out there. Guys, lines are open if y'all want to call in. We're chopping up. It's the Man Mindset. If y'all got a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. We got y'all. But as I was saying, hold on a second. For more content, they feel as if, wait, let me see what you're saying. They feel as in a sense that I am distant, and I try not to be that when it comes off mysterious. And because I'm more complex. But what I'm saying to you, EJ, okay, is that I am a mystery to a lot of women and I get on their fucking nerves. But I know why I get on their nerves. See, Jim, like, all right, I'm gonna give you an example of an amusement park. They come into my amusement park, but they get mad because they have to wait in that long-ass line that, you know, you get to ride the ride, but you got to wait an hour just to get on the ride, right? But when they prove value, Sunday night, my Cowboys, but when they prove value and worth, they get this thing called a fast pass, which means you get to cut through the line and you get to cut through everybody, but you got to prove that you're worthy of a fast pass, okay? All right, you got to prove that, okay? But a lot of guys can't prove that, and that's where they go wrong. Let's see here. Well, here's the thing. A great question. You say, do you think guys like Drake or 50 Cent need game? Well, here's the thing. 502, I'll bring you 1 second. It looks like you have an anonymous number, but I'll bring you in. Give me 1 second, 502. Give me a second. I got to answer this question before we bring you in. But what I say to you, Mr. Brown, is this. See, when you are a musician, okay, you get pussy on GP because, again, like I was saying earlier before, any type of musician or anybody that has an art, and it doesn't have to be music. Painters have fans, sculptors have fans, so fans are everywhere. Okay, fans are everywhere of all kind of artistic type people. So 50 Cent and Drake are great marketers of what they do. I don't know them well enough to see if they have game, but they know how to market themselves in the game of when it comes to rap, okay? They can get any female, but they're getting the female based off of the art, okay? Once 50, well, see, oh, here's the thing I understand. 50 was fucking before he got with Eminem and Dre. It's just once he connected with Eminem and Dre, his reach expanded. So, okay, I'll give you an example. I am a Z-list artist. I'm a Z-list artist, okay? That means that I ain't a musician at all. I'm just an artist. I write poetry. And now, guys, y'all joining us, I just dropped a brand new track. Make sure y'all check that out on my poetry aficionados. But even though I am a Z-list artist, I've got a fan club, and I'm not nowhere near the level of a Drake, or nowhere near that. That's from like Pluto to Earth. I'm nowhere near that. Never said I will, but I'm just giving you an example. It doesn't matter if you're 50 Cent, or it doesn't matter if you're an average guy. If you can get on stage, you can paint, or you can do something in the art world, you will have a fan club of women that want to fuck you on the general principle that your mind and your intent, that means that you're using a creative, adventurous, and a vivid imagination to create your art. Women will take that as, well, if he's that creative outside the bedroom, then how fucking creative is he in the bedroom? How crazy is his sexual adventure, his sexual creativity, his sexual imagination? Because if y'all notice, in probably like 7 days, we're going to show you part of the creativity from the Halloween stuff that we're going to prepare y'all for. But that's why they want to fuck Mr. Brown, because it's not the artist, it's the art and the craft and the creativity, the sense of adventure that they have and the imagination to become an artist. But it doesn't have to necessarily be a rapper. It can be a painter, a sculptor, anything that is dealing in the art field. That's why I tell you guys to write poetry and learn how to get into this art part. Because once you're in, you're showing the woman that there is more to you than what meets the eye. Let me bring in 502, sir. What's your question? How can I help you, sir?
Hey, how do I develop the counsel that is within my mind? How do I develop my scribe, my warrior, my detective, my blacksmith? How do I develop each one of those members?
Well, how long have you been listening to us for?
About a month or two.
All right, do you have your puzzle pieces?
Yes, sir.
You have your puzzle pieces, and you want to do it. So why, if you're listening for a month, then why are you not a student of mine?
I am, actually. I was getting ready to purchase tomorrow, but I seen you got on live, and this was going to be my question.
You've been for a month. What do I teach you how to begin your scribe? What do you want to enhance or become?
I want to enhance my mind because I've already had the scribe. I've been doing scribing since.
But you're asking me about scribe. If you have one, then I don't understand why you're asking me about it. I'm lost.
Well, I have the scribe, but I don't know how to develop my detective and my warrior and my mental gym and my.
Okay, but. All right. Okay. Well, that's going to take time and steps. And when the book comes out, it's more on that. But what I'm saying is that is there a situation that has happened to you to ask this question?
So the culinary school, when I heard you explain it, it's the flavor. I've had experiences where I felt as if I wasn't expressing myself the way that was fit for the situation. So if I have my culinary school, I'll be able to cultivate.
You're saying you're coming refreshed because I think we're having a – okay, I'm sorry, guys. It blanked in and blanked out. Sorry, guys. So wait a second. So give me an example. All right. Tell me about your culinary school. If I were to walk into your apartment, what will I see?
What will you see? First, you'll see – my bedroom and how I designed it. That's the first room that is
Wait, as soon as you walk into your apartment, you go right into your bedroom?
No, you go into a hallway that has
Stop. Let's back up. I asked what do I see when I walk into your apartment? Not your bed. When I step in your apartment, what do I see?
You see my living room.
Okay. Do you see where you lost?
Yeah.
Why? Where'd you lose that?
I lost that what the living room looks like.
There you go. You're just basic. You see a living room. When you walk into my place, what you see is a wall of nude art that's going to be on the wall to the left. My music is set to the right. I've got my candles and my lighting over here. Do you see what I'm saying? You're just saying a living room. So that shows that you are not expanding your mind to be more descriptive of what you're supposed to see.
Yeah, so a better answer would be you'd see me because my living room impression of who I was.
No, you just said a living room. So you're lying now. See, that's what I'm saying. You just got to stand on what you just said. You just said a living room. You just say you see a living room. So that's basic and boring. All you see is a living room. That's basic.
Yeah, I understand.
She should not see a living room. When you step foot in an amusement park, what do you see? You can see damn near rides all over the place.
Yeah, I
right?
get you. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, but you're not working on that. Why don't you have the art on your wall? Why?
Yeah,
I keep trying to tell you, guys, y'all just don't understand. I know some of y'all don't want to write poetry and shit, but you don't understand the level of women I want y'all to have. There are women that have caked up and they love art. Every woman, I'm not talking about the Walmart motherfuckers or the motherfuckers at the goddamn grocery store and shit. I'm talking about women that have shit going on.
Yeah.
What's up? What's your other question? I got to keep going. What's up?
How do I develop my Senate and my governor? Because I want to make these things law for my mind so I don't question them when I think about it.
Well,
them.
We got to sit down and we got to build that structure. That's what I'm saying. We got to build that structure for you. I got to help you build that. Yeah, we can't do that.
Yeah.
We can't do that now. That you're asking, like, how do I be an open heart surgeon? Okay?
Yeah.
You're asking about surgery, but so remember, you got to go to college, the med school, and all, you know, residency. There are steps to this. It's not just a one thing answer, okay?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So each thing needs to be developed individually so that they can work together. I see.
Yeah,
like
as a whole, yes. Yes. And
okay,
all individual pieces that create a whole, brother. Absolutely.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's all.
All right. Great call, sir. Great call. Thank you, sir. Very great call. Let me see. So if we become so deep that we have so many layers of ourselves, we will be mysterious to a woman without trying because she has much to discover about us. But yes, Phoenix, but no, but yes and no. It's not about, okay, you did the same thing that Elon or whatever his name did. What you're saying is right, but what you're saying is wrong because the intent of what you want to do and be is for the woman and not yourself. Everything you said was good until you brought in a woman in this shit. As soon as you brought the woman in, there lies the problem because then you're doing it for the wrong reasons, okay? Let me keep going, guys. Oh, wait, let me take a moment. Tyler, wait, guys, let me show you. Take a Tyler moment real quick. Let me play this clip. Hold on, Tyler. Here we go. Cause and effect. That sounds like a nice place to be, but let me explain what y'all don't need to see. Guys, Tyler trained her to do what you just heard because the average woman doesn't do what you just heard right there. They're not used to sitting around and using their voice. Tyler did a great job. Pulled her. That's the beauty of game. Well, let me keep answering your questions. I see I got more questions. Give me a second as we're going. that's so funny. Let's see here. Yeah, we're frozen. I'm sorry. It froze. We're back. I know it froze. We're back. I'm scrolling down, guys. I'm sorry. We froze. So your culinary school is a way to conquer the woman in a way she's not used to, because you can conquer the woman through the eyes and you can conquer her through her ears. There are two ways to get into her emotion, through her eyes or her ears, without trying to force her to see things or force her to hear things. Let her be open to things where then she brings in and she'll allow you in that way. Let's see here. Let's keep going. What we got here? Let's see if we got something. Is designing your life to what you want it to be, okay? Like being the venture of your life. Yes. Absolutely, sir. Absolutely. I'm just catching up with the questions, guys. All right, guys, lines are open. Questions good. Yes, but that's what I'm trying to get y'all guys to see. What you're doing should not involve a woman. But what I'm trying to explain why I'm involving the woman, because I'm trying to show you the result of you doing things for yourself. Never do anything for a woman. Never. Never be anything for a woman, and you automatically lose if you do that. And a lot of guys go wrong because they try to do that versus being that challenge. See, a challenge is that somebody that's laid the fuck back. A challenge is that guy ain't doing anything. He's just chilling out. Okay? See, as I said before, balance, right? Balance is so important in the game. But the balance has to be a showing her that you are a challenge, right? But also showing her a little bit of interest. See, y'all guys just go one way. You either don't show her any interest at all, or you show her too much interest and you're unbalanced. You can show her interest, but you can also be a challenge, because if she's not living up to your potential, see that, guys? That's where a lot of guys mess up. What is the key word? Your potential. So if she's not living up to your potential of who you, that's right. If she's not living up to your potential, then you will dismiss her, which will force her to reach out to you and ask you, wait a second, why are you not talking to me anymore? Oh, it's simply because I'm just no longer interested in you. Why? Is it something that I said or something I did? Well, it's just that you're just not the kind of woman that I want to give my time to. What do you mean? Why would you say that? Oh, because you're expecting me to bend over and kiss your ass? You're expecting me to run behind you? I don't do that shit. I mean, the last time I told you to accompany me to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks, you sat there and told me you didn't know. And I'm not a I don't know, a maybe, I'll get back to you, I'll think about it. I'm not that motherfucker. I'm not that guy. So I just let you go. So basically, we have been shown throughout our lives that we should value pussy when reality put. No. You have shown yourself throughout your life. Nobody forced you to look at pussy the way you look at it. You decided to worship women. There was one time in your life where you kind of worshiped yourself as a kid, but you started seeing things in women and started feeling things and started running behind women and all that other shit. You created this shit. You said that, damn, I need to get my dick wet, and the only way I'm going to do it is by kissing her ass and doing what the fuck she wants me to do. Doesn't work that way, brother. Does not work that way. You cannot build that way with a woman, okay? S-Dog, what is he saying? She said she wants to be friends after we already been intimate. I've been with her, and I told her I don't want nothing to do with her unless we – No, man, why the – man, what is wrong, man? All right, here lies your problem, because I have women that says they want to be friends with me after we get together. But I'm explaining to you why they want to be friends with me versus your type of friendship. And I kind of wrote that in the new poetry track. I kind of have that in there. I can't talk about that story, but I kind of have that in there. But here's the thing. The reason why they want to be friends with me is because they can't handle the intensity of being with me and not having me all to themselves. They love the way I touch, feel, do all that shit to them. I blow the circuitry, but they can't handle not having me all to themselves. So they think it's better off that we be friends, and they can't. Guys, like I told you, we're not friends until after we get done fucking, right? We cool after we get done fucking, right? So they put on this act of let's be friends, right? They do two different things to me. Now I'll answer your question for a second. They do two different things for me. First thing they'll do is they'll say let's be friends and everything, right? But they try to first either use the jealous tactic. Let's be friends. Oh, well, guess what? Oh, nothing. Well, I was at the shop today and some guy tried to talk to me, blah, 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 thinking that I'm going to get all mad and upset. And then it fucks their head up that I'm not mad. And then they always come back crying and get mad at me. Or they're like, if you want to be my friend, then I'm going to treat you like I treat my motherfucking dogs. And I don't think you like that, because when I'm with my dogs, all we talking about is the motherfuckers that we got to let go, the motherfuckers that's after us and all that. I mean, we talk a lot of shit. So you can't handle being my friend, because being my friend means you have to hear my complaint of getting rid of women. I can't get rid of her type shit versus what you're doing. Now, let me talk about where you're going wrong. See, you said she wanted to be friends because, wait a second, you wasn't fucking her. See, your fuck game was not at the – see, y'all guys got to learn how to fuck correctly. And it goes to show that how bad your fuck game is based off of what I'm reading. I want y'all guys to see this right here. Now, listen. Now, watch what you're saying right here. She says she wants to be friends, right? And I told her I don't want to have nothing to do with her unless we're on that type of time. See, that's that bitch shit, and I say that with love. I don't understand you guys out here. If you're the motherfucking shit, let her fucking go. If you want to be free, go see whoever the fuck you want to see. That fucks them up even worse. But you're showing the feminine in you because you want to lock her down. You want to force, you're trying to force her again. Look at what you're saying. You don't have nothing. What kind of, see, this is what's wrong with y'all guys. Y'all guys get a little bit of pussy and y'all try to lock and prison these women in. What a fucking shame. If you were fucking her the right way, you could just say goodbye and she'll come back on GP. You just say goodbye, and this shows how bad your fuck game is, because you're giving her an all or nothing. You're saying, you got to give me pussy. And we're done. Man, that's some weak-ass shit, man. Men don't do that shit. And there you go, V, you're right. He tried to force that shit, and that's the problem right there. To improve the question, I decided that we should value pussy, when in reality, pussy is really nothing, just like how the tree of dogs and dogs. Yeah, yeah, I guess, yes. Let's see here. Let's keep going. Why does my fear with women come from me? Wait, does my fear with women come from? Yes, absolutely. Because you're not worshiping yourself. You're saying there's something out there that's better than you, and you're worshiping that. And that's just sad. That's just how you are. That's just sad. I'm sorry you feel that way about yourself. But when I say to y'all guys, I don't get it. You don't mind them leaving. And it's a tactical move on her part because she thinks her pussy is greater than the dick. And she thinks she can take the pussy away from you. And you're going to be like, well, damn. Because see, here's the thing that she knows. Y'all ain't fucking. Y'all don't have a rational or a roster of women. And when you have a roster of motherfucking women, she's going to know that she can go as far as the fuck as she wants. She can get on her rocket ship and go to Venus and you'll be fine with it. Send me a postcard, make sure you're okay. Hey, what's going on? How you doing? Oh. Guys, y'all don't even, okay, so they go away, right, and when they come back, you know what they do? They try to small talk you because they really want to, see, they do what you guys do in the beginning. They try to small talk to feel you out and see where you're at, you know, like, what's going on here? Can we get back to where we were? Well, what throws them off is when they get with a real man, when they talk to us, it's as if we'd never stop talking. If she goes away a month, 2 months, or a year and comes back, it's going to be like we never stop talking, because that's what you get with a man. So what they do is they tippy-toe around and feel you out and see where we're at and all of this stuff, right, by having light conversation. But nah, man, we ain't about that light-ass shit. And then begs the question, well, have you ever once thought about me? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I thought about you the other day. Well, why didn't you reach out to me? See that? If you thought about me, why didn't you say anything? See, I knew you didn't. And then just flow. All that shit just comes on down. They'll start off with, hey, stranger. Hey, how you doing, stranger, or whatever, right? Right? And they're just filling you out. They're just trying to fill out where they're at in the conversation. But what throws them off is we never miss a beat or a step. We're talking. What you see is what you get. We don't stop just because you go away. I'm not mad at you because you went away. There are a lot of women that go away for a power move, or they just can't handle you and they got to get away from you because they can't handle the intensity of going beyond average. You guys, I got to understand something. If all your life you've been eating fucking bologna and all you know is bologna and all that shit, some people just can't handle a steak. Because when you get a steak that costs, what, fucking $50 to $80 versus $1 or $2 pack of bologna, that's two night and day. Everybody can't afford a $50 steak every goddamn day. But they sure can afford that bologna and they will go back. It's like they tasted a little bit of what it's like and they will miss what it's like because they miss the times that they got to see themselves in a whole new light. But they can only see that from us and how we are with them. You see what I'm saying, guys? That's the beautiful thing about the game right there, okay? Because at the end of the day, she can't do the one thing that she's trying to do with everybody else, and that is try to figure you out. She can't figure you out. She can't figure out, well, if you like me, why aren't you reaching out to me? If you're interested in me, why is it always me that has to reach out to you? Why am I always the one that has to reach out to you first? Why don't you ever reach out to me? It's this simple, because it ain't about you, it's about me. Why the guy that uplifts your ass and brings you to places you've never seen, why the fuck do I need to go down and pull you back up? You need to bring yourself up to my fucking level. I'm not going down to your level and trying to bring you up because I don't need you like I need myself. And I know they don't like to hear that shit, but that shit is a fucking turn on when she realizes she's not needed by somebody. They don't hear that all the time. They're so used to being needed. They don't hear that shit all the time. And that's the thing that throws them off about you guys. You become a mystery to them because they're not used to a man acting and not acting as portraying a role, but they don't do that because here's the beauty. And please listen. Please listen. Problem with you guys is that you show them every fucking thing. Everything. So what is there to strive for? But when she gets with a real motherfucking man, the man doesn't reveal everything at once. He slowly drips parts of him that have so much impact that she wants to be with that man. All she can think about is being with him because the drips, she wants to feel what it's like. But you guys reveal everything. You reveal how thirsty you are, how desperate you are, how creepy you are, how needy you are, how inexperienced you are, and fucking how judgmental you are. You truly reveal all that within the first few messages or meeting of the woman, which then automatically turns her off or she says, you got to work for this. You got to take me out to dinner and you got to kiss my ass to get some of this ass. But we don't do that shit. We don't move that way. I'm not running behind no motherfucking woman. Fuck that. Why would I do that? Why would I run behind somebody when I'm truly chasing myself? Let me see. Hold on. I'm trying to catch up. There's any questions because the thing froze. Let me see here. Wait. I'm missing questions. I'm trying to get to the questions. Let me see. It's scrolling down. Hold on. I'm trying to catch up with questions. Y'all guys got questions. Put a queue. Lines open if y'all want to call in. We're breaking down game like nobody is breaking it down. Gentlemen, if you're just joining us, don't forget, we just dropped a brand new poetry track for all my poetry aficionados. All my poetry aficionados, we're breaking this down for y'all guys. And the thing is still scrolling. Let me see here. Okay, so I think I'm caught up with the questions. I think we're caught up. Let me see here. I might have to, is it, that's 7 seconds ago. Let me see if the ticker is grabbed. Okay, so let's see here. Okay, so I got to read that. Okay. Z says, hold on, waiting to go to the military, is there a specific branch you recommend? I just like the Army. No, I stay away from the Marines. Just do anything but the Marines, man. Do anything but the Marines, brother. Do anything but the fucking Marines. Fuck that shit. Hold on, let me see. Let me refresh. Let me see. I might have to refresh my thing because the... wait a second. Let me refresh. Hold on, let me refresh this bitch. Okay, there you go. Well, hopefully I could catch up with the messages now. I think we're okay. All right, I think we're okay. I had to refresh because but the poetry is up, guys. Brand new poetry track for y'all guys. I put that shit up. So, as I say, any type of art is great, man. This is why I tell you guys, like that guy that called in, this is why I tell you, you should not just have a living room. My God, if you have a living room, you've already failed. You must create the amusement park where she can go on any ride, okay? So he's saying, so worshiping myself instead of the woman means I know more about myself. Oh, absolutely. But you don't know that yet. You don't know that yet. Yes, but that is absolutely true. Yes, sir. Lines over, Judge, if y'all want to call in. Absolutely. But this is what helps you because, see, you guys out here are always saying sorry or feeling sorry or always just doing something to apologize for some action that you have taken or some shit like that, man. Listen, man, I'm not here to accommodate a woman. I'm accommodating. Okay. Again, goes back to the amusement park. Does the amusement park accommodate the taste of every individual? Or does that motherfucker say, this, what you see is what you get, and when you get on it, you're going to love it? Do y'all see what I'm saying? A lot of people don't see that. Oh, shit, fact. A lot of people don't see that. See, you guys, because you have intent, and I do, and worship women, you accommodate the woman. But because I'm an intense motherfucker about me, again, I want to bring her into my world to give her the opportunity, ready, to leave anytime she wants to go. The door is open. The door is open at any time. What's the best way you set up a shower play again if we wanted her to play the game on FaceTime? I've talked about it many times, man. Just go back and find it, man. I've talked about that many times. I'm trying to do another show. Just find it. It's the same thing. But anyway, man, I'll say to y'all guys out there is that I want her to come and go as she sees fit. And I know y'all guys think that is crazy, but I want you to think about the average guy. The average guy tries to handcuff and chain a woman down because he doesn't want that woman to be around other guys. He doesn't want that woman to do all this other stuff. So they do everything they can to hold the woman down. Thus, the woman acts out. You're not going to tell me what to do like you're my fucking father, but y'all act that way. Y'all portray this role that you want to be her damn father and make sure she can't do anything. Thus, when that happens, they act out. That's why I told you in August, like we still are August. Well, August last month, I told y'all that y'all have a new batch of women that actually, you have a new batch of women out there that actually are sick of being held down and told what to do. You don't tell a woman what she can do. You want that woman to ask her what she can do. Oh, my God, y'all ain't rapists. Never tell a woman what to do. Let her ask you what she can and cannot do. By what? Realizing that when she's fucking up, she loses your attention. And she knows if she lose, I'm sorry, I think it's back now. And if she knows that she's missing your attention, then that means your attention is on somewhere else. Okay? Hold on, Tyler. Fuck. I think I saw that shit, Tyler. If it's not that big, I'm not going to. Let me see first, because if it ain't that deep, I'm not going to show it, dog. I'm going to show it. I'm sorry, Tyler. My bad, Tyler. God damn it. Fuck, Tyler. Fuck you, Tyler. Tyler, fuck you, man. Tyler, fuck you, man. I know that it froze. I'm sorry. We're back. It froze. I'm sorry. We're back. Tyler, they're not ready for this, man. Tyler, they are not ready for this. I'm going to show them, but they're not ready for guys. I want to show you. What it's like, man. Y'all don't. Tyler, wait. I've got to catch them up before I show this, Tyler. I've got to catch y'all up because they ain't ready for this shit, Tyler. Tyler, they ain't ready for this one, dog. Tyler ain't ready for this. Hold on, Tyler. Give me a second, guys. We got to catch y'all up. Before I show you this one, Tyler, hold on. Wait, Tyler. Hold, time out. Hold on. Let's take a step back. Because before I show y'all this, I want to show y'all why we fucking are the way we are. Now, gentlemen, y'all remember this yesterday. Now, this is where we started. We started right here, gentlemen, yesterday. Y'all remember that. What did she say? I don't think we need to talk anymore. It was nice to meet you. Take care. Remember that, guys, okay? That's what, guys, I keep telling y'all, man, this is why we win. Now, guys, remember, that's what she said, okay? Tyler, I can't make this shit up, Tyler. If I told them what I just read, they wouldn't fucking believe me. So let's go back. Let's go. You are the real deal. I see you. Real recognizes real. Wow. Now, guys, y'all say, guys, wait. That's not the, wait, guys. That ain't the big shit, guys. To y'all might see it as amazing, but to us, that ain't the real shit. Cause Tyler hit her with a message. Hold on, guys. Let me show you what the real shit is. And viewer discretion advised, because when she says, "I see God in you, I know your voice. I feel like I'm a lost sheep. And I know my Lord's voice. She has just submitted the pussy to my motherfucking boy." And look at that. Tyler, I need to get those. Tyler, can you give me those, please? Tyler, give me those 40. Give me 43 and 46, Tyler. Tyler, can you give me those two, please? So we play that, please. If you can still get that. Send me those to me, Tyler. Gentlemen, I'm showing y'all guys right now. This is. Guys, I know a lot of y'all guys think that, man, we full of shit. And I know y'all guys say game is hard and all this other stuff. I show y'all on a constant basis what it's like when you have game. This is what we try to get y'all guys to see and do and think, man. And my God, Todd, if you can give me those two messages, I appreciate that. But let me get some of these questions real quick that some of y'all have right here. Let me see here. Let me see if I got another question. You get to through the coaching. Yes, absolutely. I'll quite play the 2-minute record. Wait, Ty, you sent me some recordings? Hold on, let me see the recording while I watch some of the game. Let me see if I can grab the Let me see if I can grab the recording. Hold on. Wait, so let me see if I can grab the recording. 2 seconds. 2 seconds, sir. Let me see if I can grab the recording. Let me see if I can pull that shit up. Oh, let's see what we got here, Tyler. Let me see if I can pull this shit up. I don't think, let me see, did he, no, Tyler, I need the recording. Send me the recordings, Tyler. Send me the 46, there's a 43 and a 46 minute, a second recording. Send those if you can. All right, so guys, I want to call in. Well, the lines are down. If you got questions, go ahead and put the queue in there. We got y'all. But gentlemen, this is what we're saying to y'all guys out here, that this is the win, and this is how y'all can win, by creating what I'm showing you. When they want to go away, you let them go, man. You don't, hey guys, when they want to go, go. If you're not happy, don't stay. If you don't like the situation, find something else. I don't give a fuck. And they love that shit. You know what they don't love? Why are you talking this way? Why are you being mean? I don't understand. What did I do wrong? They don't like that weak shit. They don't like that. They don't like weakness. Okay? That's why when they see God in you, man, I keep telling y'all. Y'all see God, I keep telling y'all. They ain't ready for that shit. They ain't ready for that intense time with a man. They're not ready for that shit. Now, let me refresh me again. Because the thing refreshed me again. I'm sorry, I had to refresh me because the chat stopped. The chat stopped, but now it's back up again. Chat is back up again. So I want to make sure I catch up, because y'all got a question. I don't want to act like I can ignore your questions and stuff like that. But when she sees God in you, God damn it, Buffalo fucking scored again. When she sees God in you and shit, that's not a worship of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Guys, when they see something in you that they never seen before, it fucks their head up. Their head is trying to process information. Thank you, 129 likes. I appreciate y'all. The mind is trying to process information, guys. The mind is trying to process. Oh, wait, let me do this. I'm going to open the lines up for an hour. We'll do one more hour. So let me shut the line down.